Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. Happy New Year if you're listening to this in the 2020 side or in the 2021 side. Hopefully, we are all headed towards better things. Oh, fingers crossed, skate laces crossed, whatever you need to cross, cross it. And let's just hope the 2021 things pick up and get much, much better for all of us. There's a lot of news out there right now as far as the hockey world goes, and because of the nature of podcasting, I know things can kind of grow old, grow stale quickly, so I don't want to get into really much of that at this point, but I do want to ask a question. Why are we not all talking about how this year's playoff format might be the most entertaining thing we have seen in the NHL since the days of who knows what? Because in case you haven't noticed, it's a little different this year. So we have essentially divided the league geographically, north, south, east, west. Okay, fantastic. So that's not a stretch. I understand we have our divisions all laid out, and some teams have kind of been gerrymandered here and there for competitive balance. St. Louis did not come into the West. Instead, Minnesota did. I get it. Here's the thing. The divisions this year, so once we get to the playoffs, here's how it's going to work. 1-4, 2-3. Then the winners play each other for the division title. Once we have our division winners, this is where the fun starts. And I really don't know why more people are not talking about this. It recedes completely just based on regular season finish. That's it. So you could potentially have, and it'll again go 1-4, 2-3, winners play each other for the Stanley Cup. You could have teams that were formerly, and might again next year be, in the same division playing each other for the Stanley Cup. That's crazy, and it's awesome. We could have two teams in the East, two teams in the West. We could have just a crazy shot at getting matchups we haven't either A, seen, or B, dreamed of to end up in the Stanley Cup final. Here's the other thing. It's good news if you're Canadian and you're one of those people who waves the maple leaf and says, you know what, I want a Canadian team in the Cup final. You got a 25% shot because whoever wins the Canadian division is going to be in the Final Four. And they are going to have a shot to play to get into the Stanley Cup. They'll need to win one more series. Doesn't matter who it is. Someone's coming out of there. So Canada, you've got a great shot at having someone in the Stanley Cup final. And so I think that is good for the game. The NHL certainly knows it's good for ratings. But can you imagine now if you ended up with, and I mean, just original six matchups that could happen. You know, you think of a Toronto and, you know, let your mind run crazy with this, but it could be Toronto-Boston or Montreal-Boston or New York-Montreal or New York-Toronto. And just, I mean, so many cool things there. I don't know that Chicago is a real candidate for this discussion, especially with Jonathan Toews out for who knows how long. And by the way, get well soon, Jonathan Toews, and I hope you figure out what it is that's going on. But holy cow, outside of Detroit, I think we can kind of write Detroit off too. There's so many cool things that can happen this year as far as the Stanley Cup final, because again, everything recedes. You could have St. Louis Vegas as your Stanley Cup final, and that's not something that would ever happen. You know, you could have, now you can't have necessarily any of the Canadian rivalries, but you could have Edmonton and Vegas, or Edmonton and St. Louis, or Edmonton and the Rangers, or whoever. You could have all kinds of crazy matchups. Boston could end up playing, you know, all kinds of traditional rivalries that we don't normally see. Keep in mind, Tampa Bay could play Boston for the Stanley Cup. Wouldn't that be crazy? So I'm surprised we're not talking more about this, because it is actually a very cool possibility and just something we'll be able to talk about. And I mean, really, if you're a hockey fan, you these are your fantasy matchups, right? I mean, if you're playing the video game, or you're playing the rod hockey or the bubble hockey, or even when you were a kid, you know, you played for your hometown team and you hope to score that game-winning goal, you know, playing street hockey or ice hockey or whatever it was, you know, knee hockey. You thought about beating that big rivalry team. Well, now it's possible that could come to pass. And that is mind-blowingly awesome to me. I think that would be so cool to see a matchup of that kind of significance. And now here's another one, and just there's lots of examples of things like this, but what if Minnesota and Dallas face off in the Stanley Cup Final? Tell me there's not a ton of storylines based around something like that. There's just so much going on here, and it kind of boggles the mind, but it's very, very cool to see the possibilities of this. So think about it. Take a look at, when you get a chance, take a look at the divisional alignments and just draw out a couple of matchups. Throw them at me if you want on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on Air. I welcome you to follow me. Also, check out our Discord, the link to which is in my Twitter bio. And you click on that, it's free to join. Discord's a great place. It's a growing service. It's getting more popular, and we're growing our community there. We'd love you to be a part of it, so please stop by. We talk about everything, not just hockey. All fans are welcome, any team. But we talk about other sports. We talk about music. We talk about books. There, it's just, you know, it's fun. It's a good time, and we hope to have you be a part of it. So, you know what? Happy New Year, everybody. I hope that this podcast made you smile a little bit, because there's some pretty good news for a shortened season and what could come in the Stanley Cup Final. If you do like the podcast, please subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. Coming at you 3 times a week with the Tiny Biscuits. And then again, I am going to put out the Stu Grimson three-parter in the new year. So that'll be coming soon, I promise. And also look forward to the return of Talking Puck TV. That'll also be happening in the new year as soon as we can iron out the particulars on that as well. So take care, everybody. We will talk to you next time on Talking Puck.